If you're hosting your own podcast or guesting on shows and not getting the results that you want, you know, not enough web traffic, not enough engagement, not enough leads that generate clients, then you may be making one of these five common mistakes when promoting the episodes. So take a listen to this episode as I share the mistakes, but also some tips on how to overcome them. Let's dive in. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey, it's Lindsay with Leverage Your Podcast Show. So when used right, your podcast interviews and episodes, whether you're a host, whether you're a guest, should give you a ton of juicy content that will help you attract and convert your ideal client. It should give you a ton of consistent content that will help you be more visible, showcase your authority, grow your e-list, and generate clients. And so simply posting that an episode is live is not enough. So you need to be strategic and content. So today I'm going to share with you five common mistakes that you want to avoid in order to attract your ideal client and make the most and leverage your content. So the first one is spraying and praying. Of course, we've heard that term before. And what I mean by this in this situation is sharing generic content just to kind of get it out there for consistency in hopes that people will read, listen, and engage. And by doing that, it's actually going to keep you invisible. And so here are a few extra little tips. So if you're a host, don't let your podcast host, so like Libsyn, Spreaker, Buzzsprout, all those hosts that you have, I'm using the word host now twice, don't let that host auto-publish the episode onto social media. What happens is you're basically advertising that host. So it's going to say Libsyn, it's going to say Spreaker, wherever it's coming from. And it's not going to have a beautiful picture. If it has a picture, it's going to be really small. And it's just going to have like the title. So having that go out on social media is not engaging. It's not enticing. It's not going to hook anyone in to listen and engage with that content. So do not let it auto-publish. Now, if you are a guest, don't rely on the host of the show that you were on and simply comment on their posts or share the episode that they have. You want to be in control on how you're showing up and how you're being portrayed and give your own input in your own words that's going to really entice the reader and your audience to listen to that episode and engage in it. Now, this little tip is for both hosts and guests, and is that when you are writing that content to share the episode or share any content from it, lead with the problem. What's in it for the reader? No more, I was interviewed by this person on this show. Here, take a listen. That's not going to tell me as your audience what it's about. It's not going to show that it solves a problem for me. And it's not hooking me in that I'm like, ooh, yeah, I need to know that, because they don't have enough information. So avoid those mistakes. The other one is relying on long form content alone. Yes, absolutely. Podcasts are popular. Absolutely. It's growing. People are listening to a ton of them. They're paying attention to the advertising in it. They are making you build an audience for your business. But unfortunately, people don't always have the bandwidth to like watch a long masterclass, attend webinars, listen to all the podcast episodes. So you need to get their attention with repurposed short content that is consumable. I call them snackable bites. And so here are a few little tips for you. If you're a podcast host, make sure that the content is branded and people know that it's from your podcast. So if you're creating a video clip or a quote, or you're like pulling out those snackable bites, make sure that the branding is showing that it's from that episode. So for instance, you may have seen mine that's like a quote from a guest that I had on the show. But in the bottom corner, I'll have either the podcast art or that it was from the Leverage Your Podcast show. So then the content that's going out, you can tell that it's from that podcast. So they're more likely to be like, ooh, that content was really good. It really helped me. It was a great tip. I'm going to go check out that podcast and listen to the whole thing. So you are hooking those new listeners in. If you're a guest, creating content from the episodes that you were on in bite-sized pieces will allow you to show A, that you were a guest expert featured on a show, and you can brand it for you and pull out pieces that you know are going to intrigue your audience and your ideal client. So for instance, when I am a guest on someone else's show, for instance, I was on the Millionaire Maker show with Lindsay Anderson recently, and the reel, the video clip, a quote graphic that I created in the bottom corner or somewhere on it, it said that I was featured on the Millionaire Maker show and I had the podcast art. So that showcases me as an authority and that I guested on that show and that's where the content from, came from. And obviously the host is going to love that I created content from the episode and I'm expanding their reach and showcasing their podcast and getting it out there. So that's another hint. And then whether you're a guest or a host, you want to create reels and short video content that give really good little takeaways for the listener. And if you're a guest, don't be afraid to ask for the raw video. It only benefits you and it benefits them as well, because you can put that video in your YouTube channel. Again, you can create the square videos, the reels and so forth to capture your audience and create that consumable content. The third mistake is lack of consistency. And I know it happens to the best of us and even me every now and then, although I have a great team. So consistency will help you increase audience engagement, build trust and credibility, establish thought leadership, improve your SEO, and build that brand recognition. So you want to make sure that you are consistently sharing content in your platforms to stay top of mind and attract your potential clients. So creating a ton of content from your long form content, from those podcast episodes, you can create quotes, you can create reels, square videos, carousels, tips. So you want a mix of really good consumable content and repurpose what you have to make it so much easier to stay consistent, right? Mistake number four, lacking calls to actions. So yes, you are sharing your podcast episodes. Yes, you are sharing your content, but don't be afraid of pulling in call to actions in order to capture your audience on social media, YouTube, wherever it may be, to have them do the next step. And so here are some ideas. So share a tip from the episode, let's say, and then you can tease what else is in the episode and that you'll put the link in the comments below for them to deeper dive. Oh my God, tongue twister. It's Friday. To dive into that episode. And you can also use tips like a quote, a short reel, whatever that may be, to segue into a resource you have. So kind of like the approach of, hey, if you found this helpful, I also have this resource for you. I'll put the information below. Or you can even put, hey, put hashtag action in the comments below, and I'll DM you a resource that will help you solve this problem. So that's a great way of kind of those that are engaging in your content, listening, reading, clicking, liking, commenting, it'll help convert them into a passive prospect to one that's taking action that's going to go to your e-list or be on a sales call or a conversation in LinkedIn, whatever it may be. I also have a really cool tool for you called Stampede Social. It actually automates that DM process for you in Instagram. So I'll put the link in the show notes for you for that. Same with if you're creating a carousel, because that last slide is amazing real estate for you to be able to put a call to action that makes sense for the content that you're sharing. So if I'm a guest on a show and I talked about my podcast leverage system, the four steps, let's say I created a short video clip on one of those steps, or all four of those steps, I could actually create a carousel to give four steps or four ways that you can, four reasons why you want to publish your episode for maximum exposure. So let's say I make a carousel on those four ways. On that last slide, I can say, hey, I have more ways you can leverage your podcast in my podcast leverage system. Go to this link to download the training. And then in the post, I can actually, again, say, hey, I mentioned a resource in the slide. I'll put that information below for you, or put hashtag leverage in the comments and I'll DM you that resource. So there are multiple ways that you can be strategic and use your content to push it to your website to get more listeners to that episode, or even convert them to your lead list in your email system. All right, last but not least, it is a mistake if you are not creating reels and shorts. So I did mention those a little bit earlier in this episode, but what reels and shorts do, and this is super important, is put you in front of audiences that are not already following you. So it's a chance to expand your reach with consumable content that speaks to your ideal client. So for a host, here's a quick tip. When you have solo episodes, and I hope you do, create as many as you can so that you can use them all month long. You know, you're not restricted to that one week. Again, for podcast hosts, yes, you want to use a reel, obviously, to showcase your guest's expertise and a really good tip and serve your audience. But you can also use a part of that conversation where there is a little bit of back and forth. So it does showcase your perspective and your insight on that topic. And just make sure that the content that you are sharing is standalone by itself. So when someone listens to it, they don't need to understand the previous points that were said before. It's just like a quick takeaway and gives them value within that little short snippet that you're sharing. Now, if you're a podcast guest, please ask the host to get the raw video. I promise you they would be happy to give it to you. You can create then a ton of reels and YouTube shorts from that, as they are your tips. It's your content. And that way you are in control again of showcasing your authority and attracting your ideal client. And you can, again, even put that podcast art on it to say that you were featured on that show. Now, I'm going to share with you, this may seem like a super strange analogy, but a friend of mine, Jay Fairbrother with Six Figure Masterminds, it's actually his story, so I have to give him creds. And it is about purple fish. Now, this may stay with me here. So if you want to catch a purple fish, so this is your ideal client, not just any fish in the pond or any fish in the water. You want to catch a very specific type of fish and you want lots of them on a consistent basis. And it makes sense for you to do this to fill your boat. You want to fish in more than just one pond, right? You want to fish more than just once a week. You want to fish in the right ponds that do stock purple fish. You don't want to be shopping or fishing in a pond that only have yellowfish, for instance. You want to use bait that purple fish love and swim towards. And you want to use the right kind of fishing rod, boat, equipment. So I'm hoping you're grasping this analogy, because my point is that you need to be in the right places. You need to be consistent and with the right messaging, the right language, the right offer. And you can do this by repurposing your podcast episodes and videos to attract and convert all the purple fish that you want. So hopefully that analogy kind of helped gel all of that together. So if you are looking for a personalized high-level service to strategically repurpose your videos, your podcast episodes, and create consistent authority boosting and consumable content that showcases your passion, perspective, and expertise to attract, engage, and convert your ideal clients, then let's have a chat. So go to smoothbusinessgrowth.com/chat, and then I will show you how to make that happen. Have a great day, and I will see you next week on the Leverage Your Podcast Show. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you want to leverage your podcast for higher ROI, then get my free podcast leverage system training at leverageyourpodcast.com/free.